Welcome to another Carlin and Laidlaw Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, as you know, I've been around.
You've been travelling all over the place.
Yeah.
I've been everywhere, man. You've been putting photos all over Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's. And Sue have been out all over South Australia.
Well, we can't go overseas.
No, but it looks like you're having a good time.
Oh, fantastic. I've made a few observations. You know, I thought it would be worthy to talk, and that's about sports in country centres now. About a month ago, Sue and I went up to Strathalbyn Way, and we went through Harndorf, Yuchunga, Macclesfield, and Strathalbyn. And the amazing thing about all those places is there was hardly anyone around except at Harndorf, but still there's plenty of parks there.
Harndorf is always busy.
It is, it is. But in every one of those towns, there was a football game, and it was crowded. They must have had 2,000-3,000 people at every game.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Especially after last year.
Yeah.
I mean, the poor clubs we know were struggling last year because no sport, of course, and that's a major revenue loss, so great to see.
Well, it made me think a little bit that you've got these towns have got standalone teams. They're like, there's a Yuchunga team. It hasn't amalgamated with anyone. It's just Yuchunga, and that's a small town. And then you've got Macclesfield, again, another small town, and Strathalbyn, you know, that's a bigger town. But they've all got standalone teams up there. So they're thriving, and that's how country football used to be all around the state. The football netball club was the heart of each town.
Oh, for sure. And you think the Adelaide Hills and area is a growing area, isn't it? Like, so it's not when, I mean, Adelaide is, I mean, I guess we're not unique, but you can live at Mount Barker now. There's a lot of development going up in Mount Barker and Nairn and all through that area, and you can jump on the freeway and you're into the city. So it's not that far away from anything. Even out to Yuchunga, I mean, it's not a big distance. So Strathalbyn, all those areas, they are still well populated. But, of course, if we start going further out, and especially out north, you know, population in certain towns is dwindling.
Well, let's go a little bit north. The Northeastern Footy League, North Clare and South Clare, they're two standalone teams. And over their history, they've actually amalgamated at times, but they're two standalone teams now, which is the biggest sort of town in that area. But all the other teams in that competition, the six other teams, are all amalgamated clubs.
Yeah. And, of course, you need young men and women for your sporting, well, not always, but if we're thinking footy, netball, etc., typically you've got your young men and women who have either grown up in the town or have, of course, moved there for work or whatever reason. But if you're... We know our population in SA is also ageing as well, isn't it?
Yep.
So you've got a few issues like that where people move away from their town of origin, looking for work or moving to other areas for other reasons, and it leaves people struggling.
Now, when you look at a lot of the amalgamations, they're normally rivals that amalgamate.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? If you talk, I mean, you would have, as I would have over the years, been involved in enough sports where it's, you're in positions where clubs might have to fold, and people become so passionate, don't they? I mean, sometimes you think it's such a good thing because sometimes people take things for granted, and all of a sudden when it's not going to be there, I know when I was working with Athletics SA and we were looking at sort of, hey, we've got too many clubs, how we do this, like it was never going to happen at that point because people just come out of the woodwork who haven't been involved with the club for a while, but they're still passionate about it. And all of a sudden, there's a driving force to think, hey, we've got to get our club back up and running again.
Well, just on a similar line, you've got Saka, which has been trying to amalgamate a couple of clubs over the years. The West Torrens Port Adelaide one comes to mind, and there's been fervent arguments against that. So they're probably not going to succeed in the short term. But in country centres, it's a little bit different. I mean, you've got like your Dundon and Robertstown. They amalgamated like 10, 15 years ago, and they were just mortal enemies, and they're playing in the same club now.
Yeah, but in the end, if you can't play footy, you can't play footy. So you think at the time that would have been pretty brave decisions for the people to do that. But if your option is you've got no footy at all, then, of course, sometimes – and even now we see, like, people change from one club to another. They might have had a mortal enemy, someone they really competed against, and all of a sudden the next year they're playing with that person. And, of course, you see things, you see people in a different light, don't you? When they're your competitors, you think about them a certain way. But it's like anything. When you sort of get to know people, I mean, we often change our tune.
I mean, you look at Blythe Snowtown. Now, they're miles apart,
yeah,
but they've amalgamated. But that kind of makes sense because they've always been two small towns.
Definitely.
But then you've got Mintaro and Manua, and you've got BBH, which is Barrett, Bubarawi and Hallett. You've got Riverton, Satterworth and Maribel United. And they've come under several auspices. You know, they change the towns that they're amalgamated with over history as well. And it's just, it's unbelievable. But when you look up at the Hills competitions and how strong they are, that's how they used to be in these towns.
Yeah, and if you've got thriving populations, and it depends, I guess, what is a major source of income, and sometimes, you know, agricultural areas change. It might be mining, it might be a certain industry that is big in that area that all of a sudden is non-existent. People have to leave, don't they? Have to go and look for work elsewhere. And so we have this situation where sometimes places boom and sometimes places bust, and the Adelaide Hills is a thriving community.
Well, you know, recently Sue and I, we went up north, up the Flinders, up to Arkalula and various places in between. And
you love, know, those pictures of those Sturt Desert peas.
Yeah, they're not bad, fabulous, are they? Yeah, it's a very, very lucky. Anyone wants to see a Sturt pea, Sturt Desert pea in the...
get up to Arkalula right now.
Yeah, yeah. But get some help about finding them, though. They're hard. But, you know, when I look at some of these towns like Corn, Hawker, Craddock, Port Augusta, they've all had their football teams and cricket teams, but nowadays Port Augusta obviously have a few footy teams, but the other towns don't. They have a little bit of cricket, like Craddock has an annual game.
Yeah, well, I think we've talked about Craddock before, haven't we, the cricket game up there?
Yeah.
Was there some link with your relatives up there?
Oh, just my great-grandfather played for Hawker against Craddock 100-odd years ago, but, you know, it's just sort of like to see that ground, it's fantastic. It's it's just almost just a paddock, but in the middle of it there's a cement cricket pitch, and
that's a good little place. It's a great pub there too.
It is. It's a great little town, and it's typical of those little towns. But you know, you look at Hawke and Corn, they're quite big little towns in that sense. Yeah. They've got they're little towns.
Hawke is that sort of, I mean, it's not a big place, is it? But it's that main hub where people are going up north and they're going to the Flinders. We've been there a few times the last couple of years, again, doing similar trips to yourself, and Hawker is a busy place, but it's a lot of people just moving through as they go to those tourist areas up there.
Well, Corn is even bigger again. It's almost a big town, but it's not. There were little towns down there, but we were going down the streets of Corn and having a look, and it's probably twice as big as it looks like exteriorly. The streets are very wide. But you go to the edges and there's further to go around the corner. And I was a little bit surprised how many people actually live in Corn.
It's interesting when you're doing travelling like that, and sometimes we'll just go straight through a town. You often travel through a town many, many times on trips that you might do, and you think you know the town, but you're only driving through the main street, or even not even the main street, because often now, of course, you've got the highway and that is not the main street. You think it is, but the main street's off. And then I always find it interesting when you take a little turn, you think, oh, let's go and have a look at the town centre. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, wow, this is completely different. Even somewhere like Tailem Bend, like you go off the main drag and go back that one street to the main street, you got the railway line, you got the parks, you got all this area, all the different shops. And it's just, different places.
Well, one of the problems with the road system nowadays, they do bypass a lot of towns. I mean, today... I was heading out to Renmark and going through like Waikarie. Well, that's only the tip of the iceberg that you pass through. So that town misses a lot of traffic. So a lot of people that didn't go to Waikarie, you know, years ago would think that Waikarie is just that main strip.
That's right. So we should encourage people to get off the main road and just check out some of these places like you've been doing.
Well, no overseas travel, so we're looking at our own backyard, eh?
Exactly.
Now, the one sport that struck me at these places, at Blinman and Hawke and Corn, they all have golf courses.
And probably not greens, though.
Well, no. When you come back a little bit towards Clare, you can see the asphalt-type...
The scrapes, they call it.
Scrapes, yeah. It's incredible. It's fantastic, though. And there's some bowls clubs down there and... But they're very parochial. They Hawker and Corn both had their monthly newspaper or magazine, and I was having a couple of dollars each. I bought them the last couple of times we've been through, and they're very interesting. They have interesting stories. They have a bit of history in there. They have all the, you know, you can buy this from this person and all that type of stuff, and it has ads for what's coming up, events and things like that. They're very, very tight communities.
Oh, they are, and we know, you know, I mean, a lot of people know that, I mean, sport, especially in smaller country towns, regional areas, is that real social force, isn't it? Like, it brings people together, like, it can be the real backbone of the town. And as you said, like, driving up through the hills, you know, you go and the place looks deserted, and then you go to the footy oval, and that's where everybody is. And so sometimes, of course, if the sporting side starts to decline, it can have a really big impact on the town and, of course, the people, their social life and how they act as a community. So no surprise, is it? Back when we were at uni, obviously, you know, doing PE teaching, the advice that we were given was, hey, if you guys end up in a country town as a young teacher, the first thing you have to do is go and join one of the sporting clubs, like, because that's where you'll get known as a part of the community, you'll get to meet families and parents and so on. And so even back then, they're saying that's what you got to do. As a PE teacher, you got to get in there and be part of the country community.
Doing a little bit of the family history, in the 1800s, some of the Laidlaws were playing cricket up that way. I know my great-great-grandfather, Robert Laidlaw, he played in the first game at Blenheim in 1863, and Walter was quite a handy cricketer. He was born at Blenheim and he played for Hawker, and a lot of those games they weren't on a program. They'd meet another town. Hey, Wilson, do you want to play next week? And they'd organise a game and then a return game. In a way, a lot of the cricket up there is played along those lines now, where they, like Craddock, had the annual game against Hawker, and Blenheim, they have a cricket club, but they, from all intents and purposes that I could see, they have teams that come in and play them, and they go out and play like social cricket. So I think that's a bit of a throwback, and I was pleased to see it.
Well, it's great that those traditions still exist. And again, if you don't have, the reality is they probably can't field a team and the week in, week out. And of course, it's not so easy just to trundle down to the closest town, is it? Because they can be big distances apart. So if the people in the area know, hey, we've got a cricket game on such and such, they can get themselves organised and get down there. And then it does, as I said before, it does become then a big social occasion, doesn't it? Because it's a bit of entertainment.
Well, to me, sort of going out and visiting these country centres with sport on, it's a real eye-opener to see how it thrives in one area and it's kind of gone backwards in another area. But at the end of the day, sport sort of always wins. There's always some form of sport. Like I said, there was golf courses at Blenheim and bowling's, you know, lawn bowls and these types of activities and the tennis courts. And so sports is still a big part of the country fabric of the town.
Oh, for sure, definitely. And, you know, that's what we've talked about it before, like these key people, isn't there, that you might have people in these little towns that have been involved in the footy club, netball club, bowls club, cricket club, whatever it is, and they've been there for 40, 50, 60 years. And it can just be that one person that keeps things going.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting subject. We'll have to revisit this another time.
Well, I'm about to head off too to go to the Simpson Desert. So on the way up, I'll see what I can find. I don't think there's any cricket grounds at Mungerannie on the Birdsville track, but maybe I can make one.
So ends another Carlin Laid Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.